All right, Justin Brayton, Budman. You're working with Budman.
A little bit. Budman's my guy. We go way back. 2004, we were teammates in arena cross, and actually Brad Hegseth was just sitting here. We were all just reminiscing about some old times, and so yeah, those two guys, I was teammates with them in 04. And two of my favorite guys in the pits. Yeah.
Oh, my God, the things that you probably can't talk about.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I learned a lot of what to do and what not to do. Probably more what not to do.
Hey, the race for yourself, got up from a crash, got into qualifying spot, didn't have a great gate pick, didn't get the greatest start. And, again, just like St. Louis, we talked about it, it's so gnarly. It's so intense out there. You know, yourself, Mookie, everybody going at it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was definitely intense. I wasn't really in that fight as much as I was in St. Louis. I was kind of outside of it and kind of worked my way to it. I think I was 11th or 12th on the first lap, got by a few guys, got into 8th, and then passed Barsha with maybe halfway or something, yeah. And then I started to come up on Zach and Anderson and then AC at the end. But, yeah, overall, probably my best race of the year. And yeah, I'm stoked with it. It was good all around. I know you like to hear this. Made a big bike change week, and it was really good in the main event. Like, I just feel like I've set my bike up a certain way, and then about halfway through the main, it's like it kind of goes away. Yep. So I almost set it up for the end, and I think it worked. Yeah. I felt good.
I was wondering if Osborne. I talked to Zacho just now, and he said something about the soft dirt in St. Louis and this dirt. A lot of differences in the bike. You notice that too?
Yeah, for sure. The tracks, I actually think the tracks have been awesome. Like, the layouts of them, the way they're building stuff. The first set of whoops didn't have a starter whoop, which I kind of like. It's something different. They throw something different at us. And then some rhythms, you can do different stuff. Like, I'm stoked on how the tracks have been, but for sure they break down. I mean, if you go walk the track right now, it's gnarly.
Yeah, it's. I agree that it's been a really good start to the season for all the track designers. Coming into this race, were you – think like next week's Triple Crown, obviously, so this race for yourself, are you like, hey, I can get on the box, I can improve from St. Louis? Like, what kind of was going into the race, where were you at?
I've just been in that fight, you know, and from second or third all, you know, back to eighth or ninth has been really the same speed. It's just all about track position, and I definitely feel like I'm better with clean air out the front. So I think one of these nights when I get some really good track position, which, like, first or second, I definitely think I can get on the box or win one of these. I looked at lap times, and the guys actually said I was the fastest guy on the track through the middle of the race for 3 or 4 laps. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty cool. That's promising, you know. And so, yeah, I honestly feel really good. I'm on 8.87. It's not ideal.
Yeah.
But also, if you look at the field, it's like, all right, this thing's 17 rounds. It's not my first rodeo, so, like, I get it. You know, later on in the season, you still have to be there, and that's when you know, maybe I can start clicking off some podiums.
Yeah, it's intense, man. That's the only word I have when I think of the series so far. It's just intense, and you're back there, but it's like you're riding really well, I feel like. Big battle of XJGR guys. Wygant and I were watching you and Bam Bam go at it. Big battle.
Yeah. They're like halfway through or the first quarter of the race, we were he had his spots and then I had my spots, and then once I got by him, I'm like, Bam Bam's not a guy that you can pass and then you have to get away, like, right away. Like, so I knew I was much better in the second set of whoops. So I made the pass a couple turns before the whoops and was like, I'm going to hit these things so good. And I drilled them that lap, and I was gone. Yeah, I knew I you can't give him an open door, that's for sure.
Next week, Triple Crown, obviously looking forward to that, right? You've done really well at these things.
Yeah, got to get good starts. But overall, just Phoenix has been awesome to me for, man, pretty much my whole career.
Transfer of power.
Yeah, that was the transfer of power night. Yeah, 2014, I think that was. But the whoops stay together. Yeah. Normally they have a really nice rhythm lanes where you can do different stuff. So, yeah, I hope to get good starts. I mean, that's really the key thing to Triple Crowns. And I'd love to win it next weekend or for sure be on the podium. I think there can be a night where Kenny and I are both up there. And, I think that'd be so cool.
9 practice sessions. 8 of them have seen Adam Cianciarulo on top. The one that hasn't was Marty.
Dude, Geneva Marty was here tonight.
He was.
He showed up for a little bit. I said to the guys, I'm like, dude, that's how he's riding in Geneva. Yeah. Now you know why. Yeah, now you know how he was going.
No, he brought it. And he's loose. He's loose, but he brought it.
He's loose. You had to be so stoked. I said to you earlier when you came up, I haven't checked Twitter, but I'm sure you were just blowing it up. Were you?
Yeah. It was incredible. Yeah, I thought we were going to the top. And honestly, he ate shit with Hill early and just parts and bikes everywhere. And he got up dead last, and he worked his way to 13th. Like, he charged hard. So good job for Marty.
It was a good day for you guys.
Yeah, really good day for us. Yeah. Wygant, you had a good day too, so I was happy about that. Before I let you go, of course, LA Honda World, Ridgeline. I mean, how good is that truck?
Yeah, you know what? Hagseth actually flew in yesterday, and he gets in the truck, and he's like, man, this thing's actually pretty sweet. Yeah. And I told him, like, I love that thing. I seriously do. We went to a team dinner last night, whipped that thing into a parking space, and Kenny shows up with his big old lifted truck. He's got to park way out in the boonies, so I love it, honestly.
How's that noise and how's that mileage, Roxon?
Yeah, exactly. How's that? How's those gas prices?
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic truck.
LA Honda World. Go get you a Ridgey.
Fantastic. Good to hear. All right, Brayton, good luck next week. Did not pick you in Pulp Fantasy because I'm saving you for Glendale. I just want to let you know that. No pressure.
Oh, gotcha. Would you have scored some big points? I don't know what I am. Did I
get... No, you did really well, but I still think you're going to do better at Glendale.
Oh, gotcha.